Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
So everybody's freaking out. Everybody's losing their blank over a practice. We talking about practice. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike, we got to dive into what was practice number one. We'll get to practice number two today. As a matter of fact, Kevin Stefanski is going to speak to the media coming up here in about 5 minutes. And we'll start to hear some things about what he saw and what he had to say to his team. And then they'll get back on the field today. And look, this could happen, by the way, that the Falcons practice great today. Tua is way better than he was yesterday. And all of a sudden, what's the narrative then? What I'm telling you is, relax. I know we're up in arms about this quarterback thing. But, Mike, I think it's hard when Daniel Jones was as good as he was yesterday in practice and it was being reported he was 14 of 14, guys.
Right.
So, you know, he threw 14 passes, he completed 14 balls. And then you hear, well, Tua wasn't as good. Well, he was 8 of 13, 62% completion. It ain't bad. But I hear you. The pick six got everybody all over. Oh, my God, here we go. But I will say this. I am more concerned, and this is where my focus is, Mike. What's going on with Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt? What's up with this offense as a whole right now?
Because, like, again, small sample size. They all look like crap that came out flat. Not sure what that was, you know, against the Broncos. But we won't see the starters again until, you know, next game, what, 3 weeks? Week three, I should say, of the preseason. So all we're going to go by is what the media is telling us, and we're going to get to some of that in a second, in the scrimmage in Indy. But I don't know. It's not like, is Callahan reinventing the wheel for this offensive line? We know there's going to be more screens. They got the athletes to do it, they think. And screen passes is something we have not done. We have the lowest screen rate in the NFL. But still, run blocking is our bread and butter. So how have we been so awful with that, you know, to start this this preseason? It's a little confusing.
It is. And look, I'm not—
Unless he's breaking it down to build it up. And there's some new stuff that we're just, it's the genius stuff of Bill Callahan, the new news that we're not privy to. I don't know.
I just, you know, look, the thing is that should be concerning is no explosiveness, right? It's been a lot of underneath, and you're going to say, well, that's all Tua. Is it? Is he calling the plays? Like, part of this is, what are we trying to accomplish? And we ended the show yesterday, and I said, we're 4.5 weeks into this thing. What is going to be our culture? We think it's going to be the offense because that's where the focus has been. They've paid everybody on that side of the ball, right, Mike. But yet in these scrimmages, these preseason games, and now these practices, the offense has been blah. Josh Kendall, our buddy from The Athletic, joined the morning shift this morning. I'm going to let you hear what he had to say coming up here in a minute. And by the way, we don't defend bad performances. When guys are bad, they're bad. There's nothing you can say about it. You can't pump it up. That's just what it is. But I don't think he was as bad as what was being reported. And then you had this guy, this Kevin Bowen guy, Mike, who went off yesterday. He was horrific. And the rest of the country sees that and they go, oh, my God.
Yeah, again, I don't know who this guy is. Look, he's earned the right to be there at practice, so he's an accredited journalist.
Yes.
But it's like, two up to put it on my leg. He looked terrible. I'll look terrible. They really didn't run the ball, but that's not a big deal. Wait a minute. The Colts didn't run the ball, but that's not a big deal. Jonathan Taylor ran for like a mile against us in Berlin.
He did.
Okay? Or 3 kilometers. I mean, he ran for all day. So for us to stop whatever they were trying to do in the run for us is kind of a big thing. You know, Jonathan Taylor, not really run. But again, we're sure what the wide receiver's got to do. You know, Pierce is injured. So it's like, all right, okay. That's one guy's perspective. That's why you always have to, you have to take all of this with a grain of salt.
And I think the guys that cover our team did that. I think Josh Kendall did that. I think Daniel Flick, who covers it for the AJC, did that. We're going to talk to D-Led. Right. Yeah, mistakes
balanced,
are made.
But a little more balanced, yes, take on it, yes, than like the soundbite guy.
And I only say that, again, Mike and I, we don't have to defend crap. When this team sucks, we've told them out over the years, right? It is what it is. But also, it ain't as bad as it's being. Like, when you hear one guy say that, it's not that bad. And plus, we've seen this. We've seen him throw picks at our practices. With that said, what did Tua have to say about the first day of the joint practices with the Colts? Here's what he said after yesterday.
Well, I think it went good with our first team, second team, third team series. You know, we had some things that, you know, we wanted back, and there's some things that we can look to clean up as well. But I think overall it went pretty well. Outside of that, we had our move the ball series in which, you know, some things happened. Can't turn the ball over. That's step number one. And, you know, from there, just got to be on the same page with the receiver.
Yeah, and that's he's alluding to the interception. So
what's this we stuff?
Well, he's talking about the offense.
But you turned the ball over.
That's true.
You.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, again,
that's true.
That's the old joke about it. You know, I, we.
We,
know?
Yeah.
When things are great, it's I. When things are bad, it's we. You know, it's, what's this we stuff, Kimo Sabe?
Tua talked about the interception. This is the at the end of practice. Who was that to? Justin Wally, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. He threw that pick six, and everybody was, oh, here's what he said about it.
He had a good break, but I think the ball didn't help either. Just throwing it to his outside shoulder instead of his inside shoulder.
Aha! There you have it. Because the guy from Indy was like, yeah, you know, an unbelievable technique. I mean, that's what we expect from this guy. I just jumped the route.
In that same report, he didn't say anything about Drake's 50-yard pass down the field where Drake went over the top of this guy's head and had a ball yesterday. That wasn't in there.
Yeah, we'll have to play that audio, Oren, of the indie guy, because it is kind of one-sided.
It's very one-sided. Really, and again, we don't have to defend this. If Tua doesn't play as well as he needs to, guys, he won't be on the field. That's fine.
Right. And the thing is, he will be on the field until Penix Jr. is ready, even if he is not good, because they're not going to start Cooper Rush.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. But I would tell you, that's how bad it would have to be. Because Cooper Rush has played in this league. He started some games, won some games. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to react to Kevin Stefanski and what he's talking about before practice starts up there today. But this is our focus, and you guys can chime in. And let me say this, too, by the way. It's so easy, okay, to talk about Penix the way a lot of you are now. You're the same folks who were saying Penix, we shouldn't have drafted him. You're the same folks who said Penix can't get the job done. Guys, he was hurt four times in college.
Right.
Then you add last year, okay? That's a lot of injuries. You're the same people who said, oh, he's not accurate. The same folks who said he's got bad knees. And now all of a sudden, we got to get to Penix.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, I would be categorized as being all of those things you just talked about.
This is true.
But I'm just not interested in Tua. I want to know, and I want to see, because we've always said, guys.
Well, who has the long-term viability?
It's Penix. Penix, look, the best play for the Falcons is having a quarterback under contract on his rookie deal, giving you three more years, hopefully productivity, where you've got a good, strong nucleus that we just bankrolled, right? And then we can continue to build with free agency next year, and we know we go into a season with a guy who's got a good season under his belt, a full season where you come out of it saying, Michael Penix Jr. is my quarterback. He is a starting quarterback in the NFL. Right now, you can't say that.
No, you can't. And look, I don't know how this shakes out. I don't know if anybody does right now, but the thought is, right, that you will get a chance at some point to see both of these guys, and then the cream will rise. But the main thing you have to figure out as an organization, and this is really on Matt Ryan. I'm putting this on Matt because you played it at a high level. You're a future Hall of Famer in my eyes. Is he that dude? And if he's not, you got to go back in the draft. And I don't care if he is his fifth-year option is picked up, Mike. If you don't feel in your heart of hearts that he's the dude,
then you don't get it.
You got to go back in the draft. And that is why this is such a big deal. But the Tua thing, I think, is being blown out of proportion because, to Mike's point, he is going to start the season. And by the way, let me clear all of this up while we're talking about this.
Please do.
The T-U-A stems from me giving him a shot. It stems from me giving him a chance. That's how that got started, okay? Mm-hmm. Are we going to win games? I don't know. Who's going to be better? I don't know. But when many of you, and I, by the way, you can go back on my timeline, when we said the rumor was out there, and I knew it the day of we made the deal, I said, I'm not in on Tua. I'm not convinced. And right. Then he did the interview, and he came in, and he said all the right things, and it feels like his health is right, and his work ethic is where it needs to be. And I said, I'm going to give him a chance. So if you got a problem with that, so be it. But that's where I'm at. And then if he blows this opportunity, Mike, then that's what it is. But I'm still not completely sold on Michael Penix with all the reasons that Mike has laid out. And yes, it sounds critical, and sometimes, you know, oh man, you're a hater. No, you're not being a hater. We're laying out facts about why you should doubt this situation.
I mean, that's the thing where we've gotten sideways with some of the audience. Again, not most. I think most of our audience gets it. And there's guys that just, like, they don't get the joke. We had fun with Mr. Voice and some stuff as we built up to camp, and some guys just, as you said, they
lose it.
And again, we talked to Michael Penix didn't throw a rock at us. He didn't elbow us in the stomach. He's an adult, and he knows the criticism. He's heard it. And the reality is he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Now, again, he's going to have to prove that he can do that. Durability is the big thing, figuring out this offense. Look, Tua himself is still trying to figure out this offense, and he's got a lot more experience in the NFL than Michael Penix Jr.
That's a good point. And he said as much. It's Dukes and Bell. All right, this is the soundbite. Let's skip to the kid or whoever he is. I don't know. Kevin Bowen? Yeah. This is what he said after practice. I got everybody all upset.
I thought Tua was absolutely horrific. Yeah, I thought the Falcons were terrible with their starting offense. Justin Wally had a pick in this end zone right over here. Pick six to end practice.
Okay. And look, if you just heard that, you run with it. And that's what a lot of people did. What they're not telling you is some of the good things, including Michael Penix, who did participate in 7-on-7. Yep. Penix was 6 of 9 in 7-on-7.
But the Colts guy's not going to talk about that.
No, of course not. And that's what I'm saying. So, Falcon fans, relax. Those are the things, Mike, that they're not talking about. He sailed a pass over Drake London's head. Okay, great. But he was also 6 for 9. He was pretty good in his time of playing 7-on-7. And he gets more reps there because Tua gets more reps in the 11-on-11.
Right. The word on Tua was there was really nothing deep down the field. The one play that was down the field, basically Drake bails him out on a 50-50 ball and then takes it over the DB's head and runs it for a touchdown.
So this is what I'm asking, though. Why are we just throwing these short routes? Where's the play calling to open this offense up and take some shots?
Yeah, I mean, do you do that in a scrimmage situation? I don't know how the coaches approach
it. This is as real as the game.
I don't know. Yes. That's a good question. But, I mean, Tua does not have the arm strength of Michael Penix. That's one thing we'll definitely give check and an advantage to Michael Penix Jr. in this battle when it becomes a battle. But Tua, underneath stuff, Stefanski's bread and butter, yards after the catch. But you're right. I mean, at some point, with our weapons, you want to go down the field.
Well,
I'm with you.
I just look at who's the kid, Mike, we're talking about?
Zachariah Branch?
Yeah. What's he here for?
Right. And apparently, now again, it's only one-on-ones, beating the individual. You might be going up against a third-string DB, but either way, Dotson had a couple of nice routes and nice catches when, you know, he was one-on-ones.
All right.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now, but home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
No Cooper Rush yesterday, by the way. Excuse me, no Jack Strand.
Yeah, I read that from it. There was a good breakdown. I know it's behind a paywall with The Athletic, but Josh Kendall, who was on the morning shift, talked about Strand is losing minutes and losing reps, so that's not good for him.
Rush has experience, man. Yeah. I think that plays here.
But Strand will play Saturday night because who else is going to put out there?
No, I agree. Right. Yes. Because you're not playing the starters. All right. Speaking of Josh Kendall, what did he have to say about the offense? The offense. It hasn't looked good as a whole. We'll let you hear that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.